Though it goes against Ma's warnings, Chu and I cannot separate ourselves, so we head off in the same direction. With no food or water, we walk in silence all through the morning as the sun beats down on us. Our eyes look everywhere for signs of human life, but find none. All around us, the trees are brown. Their green leaves, wilted in the heat of the white sky, hang quietly on the branches. The only sound comes from our feet and the pebbles that roll away from our toes. As the sun climbs above our heads, our stomachs grumble in unison, asking for food, which of course we don't have. In silence, Chu and I follow the red dirt trail, winding and stretching before us. As our bodies grow tired and weak, we long to sit and rest in the shade, but we force ourselves on. We do not know where or when our trail will end. It is afternoon when we finally see a camp. The camp consists of 6 straw-roofed huts, very much like ours, except they are longer and wider. Opposite them are 2 open huts that are used as the communal kitchen and 3 smaller huts where the supervisors live. The camp is surrounded by huge vegetable gardens on all sides. In one, about 50 young children squat in a row, pulling weeds and planting vegetables. Another 50 children lined up at the wells are in the process of watering the gardens. Buckets of water are passed from one person to another. The last person with the bucket pours the water onto the garden and runs the bucket back to the well. Standing at the gate, we are greeted by the camp supervisor. She is as tall as Ma, but much bigger and more intimidating. Her black hair is cut chin length and square, the same style as the rest of us. From her large, round face, her black eyes peer at us. "What are you doing here?"
"Mei Bong, my sister and I are looking for a place to live."
In Khmer, I address the supervisor as Comrade Elder Sister, with as much strength in my voice as I can muster.
"This is a children's work camp. Why are you not living with your parents?"
"Mei Bong, our parents died a long time ago. We are orphans and have been living with different families, but they no longer want us."
My heart races with guilt as the lies spill out of my mouth. In the Chinese culture, it is believed that if you speak of someone's death out loud, it will come true. By telling the comrade's sister my parents are dead, I have put a marker on Ma's grave.
"Did they die at the re-education camp?"
Mei Bong asks. I hear Chu's gasp for breath and warn her not to say anything with my eyes.